Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio of the Washington metropolitan area. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we both are greeting you this evening. Greetings. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And all of our listeners who are listening, this is a continuation of the Wednesday broadcast of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. And Brother Aziz, I think you have some very informative information for us that you shared with us.
Well, yes, greetings everyone, and welcome back again to the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. Blog Talk Radio Show. We're on every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and our guest speaker tonight will be Imam Tariq Abdul Mukmin, from down in Biloxi, Mississippi, and he'll be discussing new business developments, as well as
the business ownership and the opportunities for those to go into business. You're absolutely right, Brother.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I just want to share that with you because I'm just as excited about the continuation of what the plans are as far as getting the public introduced to a wholesale network. But I don't want to spend too much time, you and I, talking. We're going to hear directly, like you said, from the Brother Mukmin. And Brother Aziz, I'll let you take over from here.
Yes, Brother Mukmin, Assalamu alaikum, you're on the air.
Wa alaikum assalam, how are you?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mukmin.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother, how are you?
I'm glad to have you back. How's everything going with business and family and everything?
It's going great. I thank Allah for that. I pray you better. I know how you feeling because I'm gonna say it caught me back the last week of December, and I was down and out too. So I guess I couldn't run fast enough. So it caught up with me and took me out for about 2 weeks.
I've heard your sentiments on that. I wouldn't want that on anyone. But yes, both of us are back in good health and back into the old business spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, I want to also thank you, Brother Shaheed, and your audience for being patient with my absence. I have some more things that I was trying to take care of. And I want to give an apology to, I gave it to Shaheed to pass on to you, Brother Banyan, but I want to give it to everyone else for my not making this, mentioning this to you prior to me taking the leave of absence the way that I did. So I just think it's only appropriate that I share that now. And I pray everybody accept that apology.
Alhamdulillah, Brother Imam.
Yes, sir. So are we to get started at this point?
We're
right
turning
here?
This program over to you, Brother Imam. We're looking forward to all the information you have to share. Like I said, we know the title of this program is to get introduced to the your wholesale outlet, be able to actually come to your location and at the same time, whatever information you're willing to share. But I'm hoping before this evening that everybody call in and so forth and so on, we can inform them that my objective is to, after you speak, and hopefully you'll be speaking continuously, but my objective is to bring as many as we can and come directly to our first opening national market display. And I'll let you, I'll take over from there. But I'm looking forward to working and achieving this objective.
Okay. All right. Well, I would say, so it's time for us to get started then. And foremost and first, I would like to always bear witness that to the one Lord God, creator of all of us. We know we say in the Arabic language, we say Allah. And also I want to bear witness and show my gratitude for the excellent human model that God sent as a mercy to all human beings, and that is our Prophet Muhammad. May the prayers and peace of God be upon him. And we say to the listening audience, foremost and first, our host, Brother Aziz and Brother Banyam, the listening audience, I would like to send the greetings of peace, and we always say that in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. And we know if we have any Christian family members on the phone, Jewish family members on the phone, and I'm not excluding anyone else, one particular verse stands out in my mind since I said that from the Bible. You know, that great teacher, wise person, Nehru's son, may God peace be upon him. He said, and this is the quote from, I think, the book of John, and it says that, and again, he said, peace be upon you. And this is the English translation of the Bible, but it starts out by saying, and again. So that means, obviously, when he approached them first time and he came amongst them again, he said, peace be upon you. And we know the history tell us he spoke Hebrew and that, so that would be Shalom Aleichem. So that we have to give that greetings at all times, because it's very, very important. So that being said, I also like to start with a verse from the Quran, and it says this in the Quran. And if you just bear with me quickly, Allah says here in the Quran, and we always seek for protection of God from our enemy, the Satan, so Satan don't influence us to come up with things we need not come up with. But God says here in the Quran, He says, "Inna al-ladina yatluna kitab Allahi wa akimu salat wa anfaku mimma razaqnahum." سيرن وآل نيات يرجعون تجارة لن تبور. Thus is the translation using Yusuf Ali's translation. He says, those who study God's book, okay, or they rehearse God's book, they establish the prayer, and they spend out of what we have provided for them, that being God, provided for them. They do this secretly and they do this openly. They can hope for a business that will never fail. And I start with this particular verse because a lot of times what prevent us from, Brother Banyamin Shahid, there's some serious background noise in this. Is feeding back onto me. If we can ask those who on the line can mute their phones, either do it by the manual mute or hit star six, if that's okay.
It's definitely not coming. Let's do this. How is it now, brother? Now
it's much better. So we continue. And anyway, when looking at this verse right here, God is clearly telling us the thing to do is to study His book, follow His book, and do, as long as you establish the prayer, you give out of what He provided you with. You can do this in the open or you can do this secretly. You can hope to have a business that will never fail. Now, what prevent a lot of people from going into business or trying to develop a business or seeking it out is the fear. The fear of failure. And so this verse right here, if we look at this verse real clearly, this is enough motivation for me not to ever pick up another motivational book, which I have plenty of them. But this one verse right here, lock it in for me, that I don't have to worry about my business failing if I just follow these few things right here. So let's look at some statistics right here. But before I go to this statistic, Webster's tell us, that's Webster Dictionary, tell us that fear means to be apprehensive. It is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, wary, or stressed. Now, 95% of people are not financially independent because they fear failure. 5% of people are financially independent because they do not fear failure. So let's look at the 10 most prevalent causes of fear, and I drafted these. If you don't have this book, this is one of the many books I recommend for you to get, Think and Grow Rich, which this is not the version that Napoleon Hill originally did. This is the version that his foundation selected Dennis Kimbrew to publish. So it's Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. So let's not get hung up on the title, A Black Choice, okay? Because a lot of people have fear. Now, but he gives 10 most prevalent causes of failure, okay? The first one is a lack of a definite purpose, a goal, or a chief aim. Number two, a lack of ambition to move past mediocrity. Number three, a negative mental attitude. Number four, lack of self-discipline. Number five, lack of vision and imagination sufficient to recognize favorable opportunity. Number six, the use of race, gender, or circumstances as a reason for inactivity. Lack of belief in the existence of an infinite intelligence. Number eight, ill health. Number nine, lack persistence in carrying through to finish that which you start, unwillingness to go the extra mile or render a service, the habit of running away from unpleasant circumstances instead of mastering them, the desire to get something for nothing. And I want to go back quick and just look at number nine. Number nine, lack of persistence. Now, in Napoleon Hill's book, The Think and Grow Rich, that is the one Napoleon Hill published, I think, in 1926, I do believe it was. In his chapter on persistence, he talks about Prophet Muhammad. He talks about Prophet Muhammad. I just want to share that with us so we can reflect on these things and not be afraid of having fear of failing. We have to be able to overcome that. Yes, sometimes we know there are friends, family members, et cetera, they criticize us, they talk, and they do it a lot of times out of love, not knowing that it can damage us. Now, I want to quote something from another wise person, a teacher, my teacher, and a lot of other Muslims here, particularly a lot of indigenous Muslims. And this is from Imam Warren Zain Muhammad on fear. He said, we have to get rid of the fear of not being able to succeed in business. And I'm not talking to just businessmen. I'm talking to the community of Muslims. The community of Muslims should be a business community. Not that you're in business yourself. You may not be a proprietor. We all don't have to be a proprietor or an operator of some shop or something. No, but we share a responsibility for the business life of the Muslim community. As Muslims, we have to share that interest because God has given us one of the very fundamental practices essential to our life, an obligation to pay zakat. How am I going to pay zakat if I'm always asking for zakat? So business is a religious obligation. It is a religious obligation for Muslims. The greatest and most exciting fear that takes the most from our potential or ability is the fear to be wrong. When the Caucasian said that we were not equal with him and that our intelligence was inferior to his, it made us so afraid to make a mistake. Many of us think that any mistake we make reinforces or helps to substantiate that we are inferior. Most of our failure in academia, business, and many other areas are due to this fear that we will make a mistake, that we will be caught wrong. Go on to say, there are people who come to the masjid where I reside as imam, people who see me every Friday and every Sunday, but they are not supporting members of our community any way other than just being present. Yet I know there's help out there among them. But no one comes forward because they're shy, afraid of making a mistake or being wrong. You should not be afraid to make a mistake or be afraid to lose. Don't be afraid to risk losing in an investment. You may have to lose before you win. Losing will give you the experience to win. When you lose, you will study what caused you to lose. Some of the greatest things that you can get and acquire knowledge is from making mistakes. When you do something wrong and detect your mistake, it sticks with you a long time. It becomes engraved, thus losing after making an effort can be turned to an advantage in the acquisition of knowledge. So I just wanted to share these things right here in the opening that we can encourage more, particularly those of us from the African-American family, more of us to be more business-minded, that we can get our share, as God has clearly told us in the Quran, that to get our share of this material world, don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. Whatever abilities and talents that he has given you, you should use that to get your share. And this is really is put in the form of a command. You know, it's a strong command to get your share of this material wealth. And I remind us again, I know I did it in some previous shows, but I have to also go back and give a reminder. We got zero to one times that the dollar circulate in the African-American community. And we got nine times in the Latino community. We got 11 times in the Asian community, and 20 times in the Caucasian community, and 26 times in the Jewish community. Now, these statistics was gathered different reporting agencies. I know the NAACP reported some statistics. Nielsen reported, Nielsen Ratings supported some statistics, and Pew Foundation reported statistics and everything of the spending habits of different ethnic groups of people. So you might find some different numbers out there, but that about sums it up. And only thing I'm trying to say, we're not saying that you're not supposed to buy from any of these ethnic groups that exist out there to do business. But if you are not spending and letting that money circulate amongst yourself as a people, that is not good. Being in East Biloxi, there are some serious construction going on in East Biloxi, like road construction that's been going on, going into its fourth year. And a lot of businesses has shut down. And East Biloxi is primarily a African-American community, and businesses has left. They're trying to encourage businesses to come back. There are some people advocating in which, yes, I sat with some political leaders about two or three weeks ago, leaders of the city and other religious leaders that was there with me. They was trying to strategize and talk about how can we bring businesses back to East Biloxi. They're looking at bringing a grocery store in. And two of them. And so I mentioned to them that we, the Muslim community in East Biloxi, we're not trying to go out and bring a grocery store into East Biloxi so they can come in who get all the money. The people that set up the grocery store that live somewhere else and take the money out of the community. Yes, they're going to be providing jobs. So I mentioned to them that what we're looking at doing, we already drawing up plans and discussions and everything, we're looking at establishing our own grocery store because we got families there. We got a place, of course, our place of worship is there. And that's what we want to do. And he was real impressed with that based on his facial expression that I observed on his face. So that's what we want to do. We want to look at keeping that money in our own communities and not let others come in all the time, set up shop, get the money, and go back and invest in their community. Okay? So now I'm going to lead into the next phase of this, and then so we can open this up for discussion. I mentioned this some time ago concerning the Commonwealth Partners. I just put it out like that. Commonwealth Partners is a company that has negotiated with the manufacturers in China, okay, to get any of the merchandise that's available over there, except three things. Those three things are laptops, or computers, cell phones, and automobile vehicle tires. Those three things we cannot get. Any and everything else we have access to. So that is what Commonwealth Partners has negotiated with those manufacturers. If you have a product, something that you want to have manufactured, that can take place for you as well. Now, some have asked the question, is Commonwealth Partners like CPC? Now, I was never an invested member into CPC. Those of you, that's the Collective Purchasing Conference that Imam Wahid Muhammad established. And everything where monies, people bought shares and merchandise was purchased and then was bought back. And if you had a distributorship, you et cetera, et cetera. Now, Brother Banyam and Shahid, I think you might be more familiar with it. If you clear up any mistakes I made in trying to explain this, please do so on that. But reason I say yes and no is because Commonwealth Partners, what we don't do is take a collective collection of monies and go out buy merchandise and then bring it back. And then the merchandise is divided up amongst those shareholders or distributors. What you do as a distributor with Commonwealth Partners, you buy a individual distributorship. Now, yes, you can have a company. Okay, if you got a LLC or INC, however you want to do it, you can be a nonprofit, and you can purchase a distributorship, and you will have access to getting any of that merchandise that's available from the manufacturers in China. Okay, now you might say, "Well, how much is the distributorship?" And I'm gonna go ahead and mention that now. It's $415. Okay. Well, if you don't have the $415, you might know somebody. You can talk with your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your friends, or whoever, and you all can pull your resources together, and that one person still get the distributorship to have access to unlimited merchandise, okay? Now, then you might say, well, what if I get the distributorship and I need some money to buy merchandise? Well, we got that in place for you, too. Excuse me. 11 categories of monies that's available for the distributors with Commonwealth Partners, and not just for the distributors, okay? We have accounts receivable. We have commercial real estate financing, consumer finance, equipment financing, franchise financing, healthcare financing, merchant cash advance, purchase order financing, small business loan, which connected with the SBA, stated income commercial real estate, and the last one is unsecured business lines of credit. And now, if you want to know more information on how to apply or to get your distributorship, All you need to do is to go to shop, that's shopcwp10.com. I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to give that again, and we'll give it again throughout. That is shop, shopcwp10.com. And you would need to put, I'm gonna give you a referral, a customer referral number, 1002 to go along. Once you go to the site, you would need to put your customer referral number in 1002 to enter the site. So that being said, brother, I don't know, are we coming up on a break time? I want to respect that, and we can take some questions, clear up some mistakes that I might have made on something, and we can move forward.
Oh,
Brother Daniel?
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with we open the mics up for a question right after a quick break.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Again, the mics are open to all of our listeners. I am one of the hosts of the program, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed. And for those that are new and out there just listening, I'd like you to know this is the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. blog talk radio show. And we're on every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our call-in number, which is free, is 657-383-1372, and that is 657-383-1372, or you can connect with us on the internet and just go to http://blogtalkradioshow.com/NABASSCURL.
Okay.
All right, Brother Bilal.
And like I said, we're going to go right back. We're going to open your mics. Any questions for our guests, listeners? You're on the air. If you have any questions, you're on the air.
Brother Bangham, before that person asks that question, if I may, and the person that wanted to ask the question, if you just give me a few more minutes to make some more comments.
Go right ahead, brother.
Okay, well, one thing I want to mention is, you know, we have also one of the highest qualities of men business or dress suits in the marketplace, and these are Mantoni suits made in Milan, Italy. They're made from 100% virgin wool Super 140s. And you know, if you're not familiar with how they rate wool or wool suits, they basically start, I'm going to go with a low number, Super 110, 120, 130. Then you go up to 140s, 180. Those of you that remember the WDM suits, which I have a few of them, they were made from Super 180 material. But these Mantoni line of suits, excellent suits, are very, very, I mean, I have some of those as well, which they're easily to be altered if you take them to your tailor or the dry cleaners or whoever, someone to get them altered. They're designed where those alterations can easily be made. And one of the ways you can test to see if you got you a good quality wool suit, take the sleeve of the jacket, I'm just saying the jacket sleeve, and roll it up and let it go and see how long it takes those wrinkles to disappear or go away from that fabric. If they hang around for a long time, then you need to question the quality of that wool suit. But I just wanted to bring that forward, that once you go to the site, if you're looking for a good wool suit, they are there for $249.99, Super 140 wool. That's for the two-piece. We have three-piece. We have a three-piece suit for $299.99. The double breast, $349.99. And we also have tuxedos on there, three-piece and two-piece tuxedos that's on there as well. So that being said, one other thing. Oh, and 100% cotton shirts from Mantoni, Giorgio, and Enzo. 100% cotton dress shirts. Now, also, Commonwealth Partners, there is a buyback program, okay? Now, what is this buyback program, okay? Let's say you want to bring in the ladies' dress shoes or the men's dress shoes. I'm just using this as an example that we have already selected or already put a what we wanted in the men dress shoes, in the women dress shoes. I'm just using this as an example. So what if you want to bring in as a distributor, once you get your distributorship with Commonwealth Partners, you want to bring in those dress shoes, okay? Well, you can buy those dress shoes, warehouse those shoes, wherever you want to warehouse them at. Commonwealth Partner has a buyback program where they will buy those shoes back from you at a negotiated price and put them on that retail site, okay, shopcwp10.com. Put them on the retail site, and you as the distributor set the retail price now. Now, you don't want to price yourself out the market, so do market research based on the shoe or whatever merchandise you want to bring in from the manufacturer and warehouse at a location stateside, okay? You select the retail price. Commonwealth Partner buys them from you, of course, at wholesale price from you. Put them on the resale site. So when that retail customer go to shopcwp10.com and they make that purchase, we send that order to you, the distributor, and you mail that out to that retail customer. And they pay, and the payout, I think, yeah, on the 15th when people are paid out based on purchases, okay, and everything. So I just wanted to share that buyback program, which that's a very excellent program. You bring in something, and then Commonwealth Partners turn around and buy it from you, put it on the site, retail customers buy it, and you make money both ways. Not only that, if a distributor, your fellow distributor, don't want to stock all that merchandise, then you can sell that to another distributor too. It's your merchandise. You have the right to do whatever it is you want to do with it. So, yes, we have all of the things in place, customer agent brokers. I know we been on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and then Alabama, New Orleans, merchandise come to these three docks. You know, we east and west cargo train come by. I'm gonna say our Massillon and Biloxi 24/7 cargo train, and so they either coming from the dock in Mobile or New Orleans and stopping in Gulfport or being loaded, et cetera. So it's a revolving thing of merchandise moving. So we at Commonwealth Partners, we have things in place, and all we need persons to do is like when you go getting ready to buy a car or something, you don't have to put gas in that car when you go to get that car from the car lot. You don't have to do anything to it. Take care of the necessary papers and drive. So we have everything in place at Commonwealth Partners for those who want to get that distributorship, and also with our New Africa Business Association. There's an excellent program there, too, that's going on with getting advertising your business and everything. And it's plenty of mediums out there where you can advertise that. You know, New Africa Business Association has something in place to help advertise for you, too. Excellent ad that we heard on the commercial. And that being said, also, we have an essential line of health beauty products also with Commonwealth Partners. And this is a company out of North Carolina, African-American company. So I'm going to end here. Let's get some interactions and everything, some questions, concerns. If I'm able to answer them, I do my best. If I can't, I'll get the answer for you, because I don't hold myself out to know everything that we're trying to do. But I've been with this Commonwealth Partners since its inception. Now, however, I still have my own legal entity, Adams Enterprises LLC. That's my own legal entity. But also, I do what I'm doing now for Commonwealth Partners too, representing it, trying to help share the wealth that's there collectively. And again, we're not discriminating against anybody, because you heard the Mantoni suits. They're made out of Italy. So we don't want to get that mindset that we're advocating that we don't want to buy from other ethnic groups. No, we're not saying that. One more thing in closing, the hair industry, that is a $500 billion industry that our supplier told us in China that the only persons that buying that hair is the Koreans and the Africans. They're buying that hair from the China. So they're coming back, and our African-American sisters, regardless of what their faith tradition is, they have spent $500 billion, and it's saying that it's going to increase the spending. There's a street, a street or something in Atlanta. I can't think of the name of it right away. But if you go to Atlanta and you go down that street, and all down that street is hair shops. And those shops are not owned by us. So you got an opportunity if you want to get in the hair industry. Here's your chance to get in the hair business, to buy some hair, turn around and sell it. Like I was sharing with one young girl one day in a store. Gave her my card. She said, "Oh, you have hair. I can get me some hair." And I said, "Well, how many bundles you normally use?" And I'm already knowing it take about a minimum three, maybe four, to do one head of hair. They're going to spend right at $350 to $400. Well, when I bought to her attention that if she just come up with $30, $40 more, she can get a distributorship, talk to some of her girlfriends, relatives who use the hair. Minimum order quantity to buy their hair as a distributor is 12 bundles. But that was something she could not understand, because a lot of us, we have not been conditioned to be business people. We're only been conditioned to be consumers. So she couldn't understand what I meant by you willing to pay right at $400. And all you need is another $15 to $20 to get a distributorship and talk to some of your girlfriends, your cousins, or whoever, somebody you meet in the store. You don't even have to know them. And you can get a minimum 12 bundles to order quick and everything. So that is in place. And also I want to mention, since we're talking about the hair, get all these other things out the way that's going to keep us from making money. That Hadith in Bukhari, and I'm going to say Bukhari, it's 10 to 12 of them in Bukhari that says the Prophet prohibited the installation of hair, of artificial hair, okay? Now, that word that's there in the Arabic is not the word for human hair. It's a word relates back to that superstitious practice that the Arabs had You can find it in chapter 5 of the Quran. That superstition practice is related back to that situation. Now, the Prophet told, I think it was Umar, he gave Umar a silk shirt. And so Umar said, I thought we're not supposed to wear silk. The Prophet said, I'm not giving you this to wear. I'm giving this to so you can take it to the marketplace and sell it. So let's get a clear understanding of these things. And with that, brother, we got about, I think, about 20 minutes left, and we can get questions and corrections or concerns and move forward. And let's us build this business thing together and get some of this money.
I have a question.
Brother, man, I'm thankful that you got me all fired up here, but I'm not going to be the first to ask the question. I'm going to let our audience ask and see how they feel so far about the show or any questions that they may have. I've opened the mics to all of our listeners, so listeners, if you have a question, the mic's open.
Yes, this is Suleiman Akbar. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can, Brother
Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the brothers.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Alhamdulillah. My question is relating to the hadith that you cited in Sahih al-Bukhari in reference to hair.
Yes.
And the hadith also coming from the Sahihin, one of the sound six, Bukhari, in reference to having been received a gift and been told to take advantage of selling it and making some money out of it. That gift was fabric. Is that correct?
Yes, my understanding. He said the question came to the Prophet after he gave the person the shirt, the silk shirt. He said, I thought we're not supposed to wear silk. And the Prophet responded and said, I'm not giving you this to wear. I'm giving you this to go to the marketplace and sell it. Okay? Now, I go back to that now, and I don't want to take up, because see, but the hair is not the only thing. If you don't want
to
deal with
it, I have not gotten to my question yet. I just wanted to make sure that I understood you in relating that one of the hadiths is in reference to hair and one of the hadiths is in reference to a fabric.
Yes, 10 to 12 of them in Bukhari. 10 to 12 of them in Bukhari talks about that, and those 10 to 12 hadiths that's in Bukhari has a term in it that's not related to human hair, okay? And I'm not coming from the English. I'm coming from the Arabic. Okay? It's a term related to that superstitious practice that the Arabs had of multiple births in animals.
I guess I'll be given some time later on to ask my question because I've never even
okay.
asked a question.
Well, hold on. Let me do this. Let me do this right here because this
stuff is not out there to be defended.
No. Hold on.
And you won't allow me. You won't allow me to talk at all when I'm trying to talk and get it out. You cut me off, so I'm just going to remain silent.
No, Akbar, take down my number. Take down my number and interview 228. I'm going to repeat that again, 228-209-2877. I'll repeat, 228-209-2877. 77, because we wanted to make this a piece in order to so people can be more business oriented.
Okay, brother,
so
we're going to go ahead and continue and asking you some other questions. I feel your support and you're trying to satisfy all of us, but this business stuff, a conversation though that we're on. Like I said, I do have some. I guess I'll go ahead and talk and ask my questions. And then we still have about 15 minutes, and we'll give everybody else a chance to answer the questions. But Brother Emel, you was explaining the distributorships and the wholesale. You was giving us that picture. The distributorship and where you can buy at wholesale prices, and then of course the retail. And the retail, of course, you can go right on to our display. You give your information as to how one can go right on the internet and see the products and buy directly from our African American distributors. I want to also say that these products will also be displayed because the man will send them over to the New Africa Business Association. And so you can go to our website and see the same products and buy, less like the Brother Imam was selling them, directly from the distributor. I can tell the audience right now, the New Africa Business Association, like I said, we are about network marketing, identifying businesses, introducing businesses, and jointly create new businesses. And we get into politics occasionally. And of course, when we are as Christians and as Muslims, and then of course African Americans, that is our community. And so this a business, and I can understand. Boy, I mean, what a wonderful conversation! And you can see you have some very intellectual folks where you can learn so much. But staying right on the business focus, I have to stay there because right now. Brother Imam, we're going to need you to come on a weekly basis because, again, no one really is understanding that you can go into business right now. When we're talking about, you know, we have these displays where you can go on the computers, you can go with the information that the Imam is giving us, or you can go to the New Africa Business Association and you can see these wonderful products. But we're also talking about where we can all come together. And I know as we are, our listeners out there, we different parts of the country, we all can come together. That is our objective and see for yourself. But I would say, regardless as you come to this, on the display that we're talking about setting up, or you go ahead and be proactive right now and become a distributor. Because for the distributorship, I can tell you right now, we don't have time. The Imam was wanted to clarify some stuff on CPC. But I can tell you, if you didn't have $20,000 years ago, CPC, there was no sense in even, they didn't entertain any other thing. So again, with whether they put the horse before the saddle or the horse before the cart, that's something that happened. Those who were successful or wasn't successful, again, I don't know. But I can say that the direction that we're going in there all can be inclusive. The Imam just said for about less than $500, not $20,000, you can have a distributorship, which means you have the power of wholesale buying. Whether you want to open up the business yourself, I like to say it, get into a storage business where you can just do your business over line. This is just what we're talking about putting together. Like I said, I could, my questions could carry us throughout out the community, but it's not me. I am going to be like the brother who said, and please, brothers, business and everything else, if we can clarify it, look forward to that. But right now, brother, brother Mookman, we appreciate you, and anyone else. The mics are still open, and the brother who just said he's going to be silent. No, it's not a time to be silent. You can still ask your questions, and we'll continue with the show. But the mics are still open. If you have a question for the Imam, go right ahead and ask it.
And Belal, this is Tariq again. My apologies, I wasn't trying to be offensive, but I didn't want this to turn into a topic of debate on ideology.
Okay? I understand, Brother Imam.
And that's the reason my number is there. I'm willing to further this discussion outside of this, outside of
well,
this.
Well, remember, brother, that you carry that title, brother Imam. So that's going. I'm certain. That's why I'm glad I am Bilal Masadik Bynum, a Muslim brother. But I know your responsibilities, and I sometimes I feel sort of tough for you being a businessman and an Imam. But I say you're doing a wonderful job.
Please keep
your business, because the business approach that you're putting together, the community doesn't have that picture. We're going to have to paint that picture. Then we're going to have to make it a reality. All right, folks, being able to see our displays, but most of all, coming to directly to your location and seeing for themselves.
And back another thing, let's go back when you was mentioning CPC and CPC in reference to me mentioning the brief understanding that I had. You know, that was a certain dollar amount that you had to have to get a certain quantity of those suits, the good quality suits. Well, back to Commonwealth Partners and having access to one of the top-end Mantoni suits on the market. You as a distributor, your minimum order quantity is only 10 suits. 10 suits, minimum order quantity to get those suits. So I just wanted to put that out there. And again, I wanted this to be an informational piece that we can be more business-oriented. If you was looking for a product to start your business, let you know we got unlimited access to furniture, plumbing supplies, appliances, you name it. We got access to all of those things, electronics. They are available to you who want to go into business. Now, you don't have to get a distributorship with Commonwealth Partners, but you still can buy the merchandise. You'll have to buy it from one of our distributors. Of course, if you do that, it's going to cost you anywhere maybe 10 to 15% more money than if you had a distributorship.
Again, the difference between wholesale prices and retail prices, Brother Mev, I wouldn't even get in trying to make it a comparison, but we know if you have a distributorship, you're in on the wholesale prices.
Yeah.
And
that's the
productive side. But yes, we invite those who are retail, like I said, because, you know, we do have a national debate going on right now, and that is every Friday, and this has been agreed on by several different states throughout, including the Black Wall Street market out there in Oklahoma, and also those up in Delaware. My sister has a program up there where every fourth Friday of the month, we're actually saying we're not going to be buying products outside our community. Period. If we can't find on Friday, on this particular Friday, if we can't find a black business to buy businesses from, then we're saying we're not going to spend our monies at all. And this is because of the disrespect that we get when we do go out here and spend this abundance of monies that you spoke of earlier, the $1.3 to $1.4 trillion, and then the disrespect we get from that, and then when it comes to the currency exchange that comes back to our community, of course, we never see that. So I feel like we have a responsibility, and I think your networking with my network and sharing these networks throughout the country. So all of the listeners are sharing this information where African-Americans have the opportunity to do business with each other and have the same products that you can get. I don't care, like you said, other than a laptop, selling cars, and what was it, Brother Man, the TV. So, with the closing, Brother Imam, I'm going to turn it back to you. But like I said, we look forward to your participating from here on until we reach our objective.
Okay.
Hey, well, look, just real quick, next week I would not be able to be with you all because I was contacted by Grace Lutheran Church in one of the down that's down here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. They invited me to come in and speak on Al-Islam. They are going through their Lent season, and so I'm. They have different speakers coming in from other faiths. So he asked me, could I come in on the 14th? And I accepted that, and that was accepted before I reconnected with Brother Shahid that I was going to speak at that church. That's next.
Oh, well, look,
that's
look,
next.
Thanks
Wednesday.
So much, brother. Man, we look forward to you doing that because we need you out there for sharing the power of networking because our message is really is the outside of our community. We've been given the blessings of this knowledge, but it's outside of our community. It's where we need to share those blessings. And my goodness, like I said, I'm glad you have the job and you're doing a wonderful job at it.
Yeah.
Anything I can do to assist you, we're here
and
we'll be back next week sharing all of your information.
Okay, and then not only that, you all will be off the air when the program start because it start at 7 o'clock my time, and the only reason I cannot do the show is because see, Carolyn, I'm not even in Mississippi, I'm in California, so I had to remember the hour to call in, so I got 3 hours now behind you all where I had two, I mean a one before, so I got three now, so. But that being said, that broadcast will be live on the Biloxi Islamic Center's Facebook page. Again, that's the Biloxi Islamic Center Facebook page where I'll be. If you go to the page, like the Biloxi Islamic Center Facebook page, then when we go live, you'll get the notification of it. Now, every third Saturday of the month from 10 a.m., from 10 to 12 p.m., that's from 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have an entrepreneurs workshop at the Biloxi Islamic Center. Okay, that's every third Saturday of the month starting at 10 a.m. Now, that particular workshop, we will be broadcasting from Adams Enterprises LLC Facebook page. Again, that's Adams Enterprises LLC Facebook page. Go to that page, like that page, share it, and then you'll get notification of the workshop when we start going live. And also I do my we broadcast live every selected Jumu at too. So that being said, again, my apologies if I offended anyone. That was definitely not my intention. I'm motivated. I got a drive in me to help our people to be more business savvy and to go into business and everything and go back to what was taught by our ancestors. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may God forgive him for his shortcomings, given the higher place in paradise would do for self. And when Imam Muhammad came along with, may Allah forgive him for any faults and give him the highest place in paradise. And even our parents, our parents who was in business and everything. And we build that network. Allah tell us in the Quran, in Nisa'. Chapter 4, verse 29, let there be from amongst you satisfactory business practices, you know, mutual and everything. I'm satisfied with you as a customer and you with me as a business owner and vice versa. And network. And if I know you ever got this part of what you said. But that being said, that I'm doing here. I thank y'all for the
beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self, their country loved. America,
success, be nobleness, and ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America. Sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Yes, he did. Every brotherhood.
See, that's what you and I have to see to it. It won't happen.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's what they went through. He said something about the high beast.
Yeah.
And then Susan's going to come back and.
You won't let me talk.
Correct you on another high beast. We're getting further and further off the path of business.
Yeah. So that's a joke. Ain't going to happen.
And what? Brother Tariq was trying to say was emphasize the point that the prophet, peace and blessings be